time to get Gruberized on the Steve Gruber Show.
Do it on a Monday. You know, I don't know. I've always kind of thought America's kind of a great place. You know, a great place with a lot of opportunity. And, you know, the thing about America is it was set up in such a way that if we don't like the way things are, it can be adjusted. It can be fixed. It can be the track can be adjusted along the way. That's the beauty of the framing of the Constitution, that we, the people, have the opportunity to affect change in America, to speak up, to address a redress of grievances with the government. And yet for people like Andrew Cuomo, I guess it's just never been that great. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, they don't like America much at all, and they certainly don't like you if you voted for Donald Trump or don't support exactly what they tell you you should support. Megan Barth here, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. Happy Monday.
And I like you no matter what you think. and we don't always agree on everything.
But
we talk about a lot of different things here. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, I take conversation with anyone. Although some people fear that because they just don't want to hear anything outside of what they demand we all think. And for Andrew Cuomo, I think it's sad for him. But I think what I've just outlined with Cuomo, Warren, Booker, Sanders, and a whole bunch of others, there's this basic attitude among many in the left, especially those that are going to run for president like that group, that there's something wrong with America, and therefore there's something wrong with you and I. Because if you're saying America's bad, you're saying I'm bad. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're right. But, you know, when we look back to Barack Obama, especially in 2008, right before he was elected for his first term, you know, he promised us that he was going to fundamentally transform America. And I've asked the question probably on your show and many times prior, is if you love something, then how do you want to or need to fundamentally transform it? If you truly loved something, why would you vote to fundamentally transform it? Why would you want to fundamentally transform it? Why would you say you would want to? And why would you vote for it twice?
Well, like, that's a good question.
First time, I get it. You might be buffooned, you know, your first black president. I get it. You really didn't hear what he was saying. You know, you thought you were going to make history, great con job. But the second time, to fundamentally transform it. And so there's something inherently wrong and insidious in the Democrat Party. And there has been for a long time. And it even goes before Barack Obama, because if you look at Ted Kennedy, for example, at the time of Ronald Reagan and the Cold War, he was promising that the Russians, just, he's an actor, just give him, you know, he's not going to be around long, we'll be fine, you know, just hang on to your communism, okay? You know, let him just keep talking. So the Democrats have always sided, it seems like, with the mortal enemy, whether it's the communists or the mullahs of Iran by funding them $150 billion, or ignoring North Korea, or overthrowing Libya, or overthrowing Egypt, or, you know, always they are on the wrong side of history because there is something in them that truly despises, I think, the fundamentals of our country, which is, as Barack Obama said, you know, those people that hang on to their God and religion and whatever, right?
Their Bible and their guns. Yeah, you got
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. Their Bible and their guns. Well, there's a capitalist system in this country. There has been for millennia, and they want to overthrow capitalism. This has always been the case of the Democrats because they've always chosen the government. They have never chosen the individual.
And why is that? Why is it that they believe that somehow the collective is always better than the individual, when we know that the individual has been, I mean, that's the difference from America to the rest of the world. America believed in the individual rights, individual freedom, individual that was not granted by government, but these inalienable rights were granted by a higher power. What is so difficult to understand?
Well, I honestly, you know, when you look at the Democrat Party and the history of the Democrat Party, I think with the exception of Kennedy and then after Kennedy, you know, it all kind of started to break apart. But they're fundamentally socialist. So in a socialistic, communistic society, there is no God. Government is God. There is no individual. It's government. You know, government is all. Government is the center. It is the nucleus. of the society because
sad,
it controls everything.
Sad. It really is sad that's the approach after almost 250 years, the most successful government in world history. It's been operating longer than any government in the history of the planet. And yet they would denigrate it. They would have you believe that somehow it's unfair that we're getting screwed. But let me look at some other things here. African-Americans giving the president now a 36% job approval rating. 36% of African-Americans support the president. Who would have thought that's double where it was? Double. And I'm going to tell you something, Megan. There's your bellwether. There could be your sea change in 2018 and 2020.
Yeah, if Donald Trump gets, I've said, you know, 18%, maybe 20% of the black vote, the Democrats are done.
It's over.
And absolutely done. And this is why you see them increasing their charges and attacks of racism. This is why they need to pull out the N-word. You know, before it was the P-word. And they thought they were going to bury him with women, right, by using the P-word. Well, now that black Americans have doubled their appreciation for this president, the most black businesses, I don't know if you saw this statistic, have increased by 400% ownership, black business ownership.
Yeah,
and then of course you have the 36 related to the 18%, a doubling of that favorability. This is why you see the Democrats increasing their charges of racism. They're getting more and more vocal. Now they have to find the N-word. Did he say
why
the N-word?
Why is it that they don't understand?
In the past, did he say the N-word? Did he ever say the N-word? This is what they're going to try to do. Is of course they always default not only to racism. But the politics of personal destruction. How can we destroy? Because we can't, you know, the Democrats cannot argue their principles or their policies. They will always run away from that, particularly when they start insulting you. That's when you know you've won the intellectual argument. So their immediate default position is charges of racism.
But it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work.
I
mean, you look at what's going on out there, and it's been a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, day after day for a year and a half or whatever it's been now, more than 500 days of this presidency and the constant drumbeat, and yet the president's approval ratings are growing. And I'm looking back again and doing a lot of reading again on the Investor's Business Daily Tip poll, which says, you know, it's probably not going to be a blue wave. It's more like going to be a red ripple based on, and this is the same poll. They're going into Election Day, said Donald Trump had a 1 to 2 point lead and was going to win the election, and IBD got mocked, but they did it right, and the way they do it is well, they measured differently. They got the outcome right, four elections in a row, by the way, four election cycles in a row, and now they're showing things like sanctuary cities, big thumbs down from Hispanics, the economic optimism in America at an all-time high, and so on and so forth. There's trouble ahead for the Democrats, right or wrong.
Oh, no, I believe that you're absolutely right. The whole narrative, the whole canard of the blue wave is coming, is nothing but a manufactured narrative to hope that that will stick in independents' minds and Republicans' minds so that we're lazy enough and complacent enough to stay home. Like, it's already a done deal. Why even bother going to the polls? That's not the case. However, if we are complacent, we are going to have the 12th district of Ohio running around the country.
Right. Now, hold on. We got to hold that right there because I want to get back to the 12th district in Ohio. Quick break with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on the Steve Huber Show on a Monday. So much to talk about.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
I'm Ruth Johnson, your Secretary of State, and I'm also a mom. With cell phones and the internet, today's kids have an easy connection to music, games, information from around the world and each other. Now, parents have some help protecting their children online. The Michigan Child Protection Registry is a free, secure service that blocks adult ads from reaching your child or teen on their electronic devices. Visit protectmichild.com and register your child.
Sponsored by SOS and MAB. You know secondhand smoke is a health risk. When you see someone smoking or you smell smoke, you avoid it. Did you know the second leading cause of lung cancer cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted? It's radon gas. It may cause over 600 new lung cancers in Michigan this year. And the only way to know you're safe from radon is to have your home tested. 1 in 8 Michigan homes test positive for dangerous levels of radon gas. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS to learn more about radon and having your home tested. This message sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the